Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
What you're about to hear is not for you. Sometimes we see things and we cannot draw our eyes away. Sometimes we do things and we cannot stop ourselves. I'm sorry, but I've begun this and I cannot desist until I reach its final somber end. I've written you warnings and I ask you to heed them, my darlings. Think, my dear Hurtons, are you safe? Are you content? Are you sure? Yes? Well then, unfortunately, we welcome you once again to the secret of St. Kilda.
So?
It's too late.
You're not going to do anything?
She'd never make it to a hospital. She wouldn't even make it to the boat.
Oh, Dubrag and the after!
It's the same as her mother, I'm afraid. I'd say your goodbyes if you have them.
Thank you, Elder Findlay.
It's Doc Findlay today, Mary. But I'll inform the other elders once the sun is up and we'll start the parliament process since Matthias is gone.
So what, you're just gonna let her die?
Let her?
Well, if you're in charge, you do something, okay? You call Dubrack and you fix this.
Lachlan, I know you're upset, but it doesn't work like that. Andromeda would want us to take care of the island.
She's not dead!
No, but son, it won't be long.
Oh, yes, it will. She asked me to be her second last night. No parliament required. We will handle this.
Come on now.
Yes, she did. She did. We hurt her, didn't we, Mary?
Aye. So that means Lockie's in charge and we're his counsel.
For now.
Then thank you for your help, Elder Findlay. But I have work to do.
All right. Well, you know where to find us.
I guess I'd better put the kettle on again.
Terrible fussy man, Findlay. Wish he'd leave well enough alone. I'll make up a draught to help you sleep.
Oh, Annie, I wish this fever would break. You're burning up.
Once we find the sigh, we'll be so close to finding the tear that separates us from Dubrack. I just know it. Lately, I can hear him, too. Just small things. Whispering dreams about us all being together. No more leaving. Harry can feel it, too, I think. Oh, he'll go spare if he loses you. He won't want to stay without his auntie. I need you to just hold on a little longer. I know it's hard, but Lockie and I, it's like you knew. We're a perfect balance. together, we're going to rip it open. Bring back Dubrach for real. No more toiling in hot anything, Annie. No more creams. No more aches. No more dying. I just need you to be here to see it. Please, Annie, please.
No.
Oh, Annie, I'm right here.
No. I didn't tell him.
Lockie? Mm-hmm. Tell him what, dear heart?
It has to be the perfect offering.
An offering?
A sacrifice.
I'll do it. Don't worry. Rest, Annie.
No. It has to be him. Please, Naya.
Yes, of course. I'll sort it all out. Save your strength.
His perfect offering.
How is she?
Bad.
We need to find this healing Psy place now.
Darling, I'm sorry, but Andromeda's asked me to prepare. There's an offering that has to be made.
Oh, is that normal?
Maybe once a year. Good harvest and the like. Messy, but essentially it's just cooking with extra steps. But this can't be any old you. It has to be perfect.
Okay, do what you have to do. Harry's still asleep and one of us can stay here to watch him.
Find it. Find it for me.
I will.
I love you. Did you know that?
I had an inkling. Tell me again once today is over. Then tell me again every morning after that.
As long as you say it back.
I will. And I do, by the way. Now go, before I keep you any longer. Andromeda, I owe you so much. I never got to tell you. But if I hadn't ended up here, I don't know what I would have done. The shame, you know. I mean, you stood by me since I got here and just took me in without question. I am sorry I left you yesterday. I'm going to try and help you now. Just hold on, okay? I know you're suffering. Oh, Dubrach, I know I don't deserve your help, but she does. Please let me help her. Ease her pain for me now. We just need a little more time. Thank you.
Finally, we're on a time clock here.
What were you doing in there?
Well, this is going to sound mad, but... Oh, gentle with the claws, Toast, come on. But, I was healing her.
You're going to need to learn to do that a lot quicker.
Loki, the egg.
The snake.
I am not calling it that.
I... here.
Huh. It's not an egg at all.
No, it's a stone.
It's not a stone, it's a bath stone.
Ah, get to the point, you pompous git.
You should have come to my summer lecture series, and then I would not have to explain everything to you, small Mary. This is a Viking bath stone.
Ah, I was once a Viking in the Valkyrie. I played a very good Sigleen.
Not relevant as ever, Angelique. When Vikings made their way across, they would use crystals just like this one to navigate in dense clouds. They would use it when the moon and the sun were in equal measure to set their heading.
Like the balance between Solsak and Dubrach. Guess it's hard to navigate at night.
Sure. Once believed to be magic items, we now know them to have birefringent qualities.
All right, I'll bite. Birefringed what now?
Bifringence, Light is polarized and split. You see how this is shaped?
Like an egg, yes.
This will be to focus the split light. It will point the way.
Perfect. So we just take this out before dawn, and it'll show us the door.
It's like a compass. You need to begin in the correct place. You retrieved this from the cliffs at Rival?
Aye. Mary was actually the one who figured it out. It was in a puffin's nest.
Did you stand on the mystery stone to prove your balance before descending?
We climbed up, actually.
No Hirton would do such a thing. The mistress stone is at the top of the cliff and the precursor to the climb down. And it stands perfectly due east of the island, aligned with the sunrise.
Mary, what time is it?
We have maybe half hour before sunup.
Georgie, quick, start the van. One of us needs to stay behind with Harry while the rest of us find the Sai.
I'm coming with. I know this place better than you.
I have no interest in this excursion. Toast and I have Andromeda's ident for translation.
See you soon then, love. God, you're so clever.
Disgusting. Van, now, before I start chundering at these newlyweds.
Didn't stop you sobbing like a baby at the wedding.
Yeah, that was a special occasion, weren't it? Now he's just my regular gross brother, isn't he?
What you have, it's just so beautiful.
Yeah, Groomzilla.
Hey, my husband deserves only the best.
Oh, I'm with Georgie on this one. Come on, let's scarp her before they start making moon eyes at one another.
Come on, lads. Andromeda is counting on us.
So close now. Can you feel it? There is a layer between the strange and the real waiting to be torn open. All you have to do is get to it. The sun is rising slowly. Dawn is breaking. The truth will be revealed.
There it is. The Mistress Stone.
So, pop the snag on top, do you think?
There's a hole. I've never noticed before.
That was right camouflaged. I don't know how you even spotted it.
Got that newlywed luck, I guess.
Oh, vomit!
Yeah, love you too, brother.
All right, here goes nothing.
It fits perfectly!
Stand out of the light.
Then, as if on cue, the moon looking passively on, the sun shifts itself over the horizon, climbing out of the sea to begin the day. A ray skims across the water and makes its way directly into the stone. Then another. Then another.
It's reflecting. I can see it.
The beam of light, small at first, snakes its way across the landscape, and then, as more sunlight hits the stone, it becomes stronger and stronger and points northward.
Ah, it's working, it's working!
What's over there?
The gap. That's pointing towards the gap. Robbie, can you see?
I think I know what it is. There's a cleat just left of the gap.
One of those little stone huts.
Are you sure?
I'm sure.
Oh, what a team! Oh, Andromeda would be proud of all of you. Georgie, take us over.
Morning, wee Babbo. It's time to go home.
I'm still sleepy.
I know, dear heart, but Mama has some very important plans she needs to go home for. I'll wrap you up again once we're home, okay? Slippers.
It's early.
I know, but I missed you so much while you were away from the island.
I wasn't even gone very long.
Too long.
Mama, is Dad on the mainland now?
Yes, darling.
Why did he want to leave us so bad?
Sometimes people just can't be happy here. And that's just the way it is.
I'm never going to leave.
Are you sure? There are lots of things out there you've never seen. Your dad wanted you to go to university.
Mr. Torrance says adversity is a formation experience.
I'll be sad when you leave.
Can't you come to adversity too?
No, Babbo. The only world I want is right here.
Well, then I want to stay here too.
I'm glad to hear that. Maybe we just need to make the most of every day we have together, huh? What would you like to do today?
Ice cream!
Ice cream?
For breakfast!
For breakfast?
And lots of drawings, and I want to give Mr. Lockie my diggings.
What a good list. Let's go home and do those things right now.
Yes! Best mama ever!
It's not very big, is it?
Well, you should know it's not about the...
Angelique! Don't look at me like that, Lockie.
Pretty small hole there, too.
No.
Oh, come on, none of us will fit.
Oh, bastard. We hope your socks will get holes in.
Yuck, away with you. What are these things for, anyway?
So, Sasha says they're like... fridges, I guess. Kind of like cold stores for food originally.
Oh.
The wind rushes down the landscape and is forced in the hole and then out the other side.
Clever.
Can you see anything inside?
Oh, hey. It's got 4 bedrooms and a swimming pool.
What?
No, you daft bint. Now hand me a torch.
Needs a sleep, don't she?
I heard that.
What's in there?
I think it's a wheel.
Like for a car?
No, it's a big metal jobby. It's stiff, but I think I can... Oh, it's going.
What was that?
Shh, quiet. Do you hear it? Listen.
Is that water?
Oh, Mary, I think you did it.
It's underneath us.
Oh, Georgie, be a dear and pull me out.
He's headed towards a gap.
Oh, there must be some kind of underground mechanical system. Oh, well done, you.
I'm never crawling in anywhere again.
Rags, powers. You have to see this.
Oh, Quincy, you put some water tina.
Not so close to the gap.
There is no gap.
What?
The gap is gone.
And she's right. Where the cavernous expanse of the gap used to be, you look down and instead see grating stone stairs coming out of the rock face. Debris and streams of spring water are pushing their way through the overgrown earth as you make your way down the steps. You test them carefully, making sure the stone can take your weight, and it does. In fact, it does perfectly, just like it was supposed to. Your back facing the sea, you see it. The opening to a cave that is perfectly arched and unnatural. You know it wasn't there before. This is it. This is the arcade.
We found it. Thank Dubrach. We found it.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now and more than 60 others can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Civilized and Realms of Peril and Glory. Fable and Folly Plus. Sign up today at fableandfolly.com/plus.
What's taking so long?
Oh, quit fretting. We're all in it with you. We're going to make sure it all goes perfectly, you hear?
I should probably go and help them.
There's already four of them in there. Just take a moment's breather.
Almost there.
You wibbling in your wee boots?
Aye. Have you done one of...
You can say sacrifice. That's not a dirty word.
It's where I come from.
It's just a sheep. You're not veggie, are you?
With these guns? This is pure protein.
Oh, aye.
I wish there was a veggie option.
If I could take the burden off you, I would. Just pays to do it quick. Once in, once out, no mess.
Something's got to die if someone else wants to live. Bit medieval, isn't it?
Well, you know the rules. No change without sacrifice. Otherwise, you'll upset the balance. One in, one out, just like a nightclub.
Who are you?
Oh-ho, I know how to boogie. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I can see that.
Got you to crack a smile, though.
Aye.
Are you sleeping?
Are you?
Not without a little help. Just see his wee face sometimes. I didn't even know him.
Yeah. I'm not so sure I really knew him either. I just wish... Yeah, you know.
Aye.
Can't get forgiveness from a dead man.
Not everything can be undone. Some things we just have to carry with us and hope we do it better around two.
Round two? He'd have done it for Esther.
Now you can do it for Andromeda. We do strange things for family, eh?
Aye. Tell me about it.
Oh, it'll be all right. We chant, we lamb hokey pokey, and then thank du brak, hello Andromeda.
I hope so. I really hope so.
As they cradle the precious burden, it becomes hard to look at her. You force yourself to watch as they laboriously deliver her to you. It's barely been an hour, but Andromeda's skin now looks tight as a war drum, prepared to herald her onwards. Her previously luminous hair is now a damp, funerary shroud sticking against her forehead, shielding her eyes from the morning sunlight. As she's passed to you to carry, she feels diminished, small. Here in the light of day, gone is the strange drawer of her soldier's surety. She just looks like a lost and forlorn young woman, soon to be burdened by eternity.
Go gently, Georgie, or she's not going to make it.
Smoother than Angelique's arse. Promise.
Georgie, just get us there. Fast.
Andromeda, we found it. You just have to hold on.
I'm so proud of you, Lockie.
Team effort.
The boy's going to pull this one out at the last minute. I know it.
You left Harry behind?
He's all wrapped up. He'll sleep through the whole thing.
As he should. Kid doesn't need any more nightmares. Georgie, watch it!
Precious shipment here!
You want it fast, I'm trying!
Is that the lamb you're clutching then?
Dubrak's perfect offering.
Poor thing. Guess that's just the way of it. Something has to be given up to get something back, eh?
Ugh, I hate sacrifices.
Needs must. But don't worry, Robbie. This one's my responsibility.
Ready back there? One side coming up.
Actually, I was just telling Niathid that is not the side.
What do you mean? It has to be.
No, not like that.
Andromeda mistranslated it. It's Arcade. It's the way Dian is written. It's not A-C-H-A-I-N. It's A-C-H-A-I-D.
So, what is it? And does it even matter what it's called as long as it works?
It's the Tear.
Yes, that's one translation. It can also be translated as the Pain.
Good to know. Hold on, Andromeda. Don't let go.
It's okay if you want to stop.
He's come this far. He's one of us now.
I'm ready. Bring the sacrifice.
It's always better if you just do it quick.
You are barely focusing on the small brown sack as it is placed in front of you. It seems insignificant compared to Andromeda's ghostly figure, draped across the large stone altar. The hollows in her cheeks shift in the candlelight. With each flicker, she turns from woman to corpse and back again. The truth only revealed in the rattle of her slow breaths. In this place, something shifts. Even in this state, she radiates otherworldly power. You can barely take your eyes away to take in the rest of it. The impressive standing stones covered in carvings, the towers of ancient tomes, the racks of eyeless, staring skulls. A view that could carve a man out of his own body. But there are also figures of your newfound family, standing, anticipating, together. Niathi looks at you. She nods imperceptibly. It begins, as terrible things often do, with a knife. You strike down, straight in the middle. Go for the heart. You don't expect it to writhe in response.
No. No, 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 God, no, no, no.
You peel back the sack. It sticks to its bloody cargo, trying to save you from seeing.
No.
Don't look, Lockie. Don't look.
Oh, God, Niathi.
You touch his face, but all you feel is cold wax. His head lolls sideways to rest against you. Affection's parody as the blank eyes look straight through you.
Harry! Harry!
You can't help yourself. Frantically, you pull his too small frame from the cramped sack and you feel clots of warm blood slop out behind him. His limbs dragging and dangling like a perverse puppet show. It's too late.
No, no, no. Harry, come on, come on. Come on, wee man. Come on, wee man.
We expect the dead to look like us. Just sleeping. Soul intact, but they don't. What you cradle in your arms, what you pull to your chest searching for signs, it's nothing. Just meat and eggshell. Lay it down, Loggy. Harry is gone.
I'm so sorry. Please stay with me. Come on, wee
Annie?
Man.
Andromeda?
Harry.
It didn't work. Why didn't it work? We need to try again. Let's reset everything.
Niathi, what did you do?
I did everything right. Annie said a perfect offering. I did what she asked.
Oh, Dubrak in the after, Niathi. He's your son.
Was, Lockie. He's dead.
I think I'm going to be sick.
No, darling, you did everything right. I'm so proud of you. I should have known. This is Matthias's fault. Of course he couldn't be perfect. Half of him was already spoiled.
You get away from him!
I know you're surprised, but we can try again in a little bit. I'll take care of Annie till we're ready.
You killed him.
Did I?
Oh, to Brack. No, I killed him.
You don't have to feel upset. Oh, he was going to leave the so island anyway. I could feel it. Now he gets to stay with us and Dubrach. You found the tear and now everything is going to be all right.
How could anything ever be all right again? How could it?
No need to yell.
He's your son. He loved you.
Yeah, for now.
God, Niathi, I loved you.
No. You love me. You promised. We have to be together. We'll make a new Harry. The two of us. He'll really be perfect then and...
Oh, you are a monster. You're a monster.
Lockie, it's just a kid. People make them every day.
No. You can't.
Put the knife down, Lockie. I forgive you. We can work this out.
You forgive me.
For killing Harry. And being rude. Love makes us do crazy things, huh?
Dubrach, help us.
Lockie, no. You're not a killer.
You see, that's where you're wrong.
I thought it was my offering to give, but I was wrong. It's yours. I'm yours. Forever.
Not like this.
You had to do it with your eyes open. I forgive you, Locke. I forgive you.
You feel her slide off the knife and crumple to the floor. Then your only thought is to get out. Run, Lockie. Run and don't look back. You kick in the door of the brothy. Once a home, now a cradle for your own misery. You see the erratically wrapped package on the table and your heart drops. The handwriting on the card is much too heavy. The letters misshapen and misaligned. Harry.
Dear Mr. Lockie.
You can't. You just can't. Your body is empty of air and you can feel your dry bones grinding against each other as you try to breathe.
Dear Mr. Lockie, please stay with us forever.
I'm so sorry you had to see this.
You saved me. And that means you're my hero. This is my best treasure. I hope it's expensive enough for you to stay. My dad is gone now. Everyone says he went to the mainland, but they won't look at me, and I know what that means. If you leave, I think a part of me will leave with you, and then I will always be missing a bit. Or maybe that's just what it feels like. Love, Harry.
You tear the paper and see your own reflection accusing you. You go to wipe the surface clean, but you just smear the blood from your fingertips across it. His blood, Niathi's blood, Matthias's, Esther's, Preston's, Andromeda's.
Why? Why did you do this? Because you're evil. You're worthless. You're an utter failure. There's something deep inside you that's unfixable and broken, and everyone can see it. You take everything good and you ruin it. You're a disease, Lachlan. Infecting everyone you care about until they're like you. You're a coward because you won't even do anything about it. Do something. Do something. Do something. Oh, Harry, I'm so sorry.
Dubrak, help me. Dubrak, if you can hear me, help me. Help me. Please, God, help me.
I'll try, Lockie. I'm so sorry. I'm sorry I couldn't save the boy, but there's still time for Andromeda. Do you hear me?
I do.
Good. Because after that, we need to talk about the end of the world.
The Secret of St. Kilda is a Haggis and Dragons production. This episode was created by Michael Ireland and Ross Lavery, written by Naomi Clark and produced by Paddy Gillen. Our production assistant and transcriber was the irreplaceable Chloe Hendry. Sound design was by Tracy Barnett, and the theme was by Shane Rutherford Jones. Today, the narrator was played by the marvellous Alistair Stewart. Lockie was played by the charming Alan Bergen. Wee Mary was played by the cheeky Erica Sanderson. Andromeda was played by the fearless Maeve de Brun. Niathi was played by the wonderful Michelle Kelly. Sasha was played by the brilliant Danilo Battistini. Alva Finley was played by the lovable Reese Lawton. Robbie and Georgie were played by utter lads, Dean J. Smith and Shogo Miyakita. Angelique was played by the fabulous Sam Yao. And Harry was played adorably. You can support the show by leaving a review, following us on @TheKilda, or subscribing to our Ko-fi for extra behind-the-scenes goodies and ad-free versions of the show. If the things you experienced with us today have been difficult and you need extra support, please check the description for a list of resources. Thank you, and we'll see you on the island.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Sure I can't get you a drink?
They'd had a moment, hadn't they? That afternoon when Garrett had smiled just like this, warm-eyed and amused in a way that made Tony want another cigarette, but also want to step forward and...
Hey, Kate, what are you writing?
Ah!
New text post on Thursday, May 21st.
Title: Why You Should Be Watching Selkirk.
So, Selkirk fandom, who wants to read my 5,000-word essay, Garrett Last Name, Secret Werewolf?
I'm Kate, by the way.
They kiss?
I think I lucked out when I found Selkirk. Because if I'd loved something else, I would have made friends, and I would have been able to read a ton of great stories.
But this way, I met you.
Me and Dayu, a new story about love and fandom from the Procyon Podcast Network.